We are a growing God, and what that means for you and me. By Cyril James Skidmore. That's me. Okay, let's begin. As we all know, the huge explosion that created our universe is still exploding, isn't it? This universe of ours is still being created right now. And, as you also know, since the beginning, from the very simple, we have become very complex, as the simple exploding gas has become all of our galaxies. And, from our planet, we have come alive, as our chemicals slowly became a cell. And from the one, we have become the many, as that cell became every single living thing. And from the beginning of life, we have become increasingly conscious and aware as the explosion gradually became you and me. Obviously, this universe of ours is not just always exploding and expanding, we are also always growing and becoming something more. And when life first emerged, we could see the reason we are growing is because we want to. You and I, and all that live, want to be alive, don't we? Every one of us will fight with all of our might to stay alive. And every one of us wants to become as successful and alive as possible. Trees and rats and whales all want to become as great as they can be, don't they? Every flower tries to become as inviting a flower as it can. And every cheetah tries to become as fast as it can. And every human tries to become as good as it can at whatever it does. And we would all like to do everything we do even better, so we can be even more successful. And to get better, as you know, every living being always chooses to act in a way they think is best for them in order to survive and grow. And we always have. The first fish and the first mammals and the caveman and the cavewoman always acted in their own self-interest in order to make their life better. And since all those selfish choices eventually helped them find new ways to be better, over time we have grown greater and indeed become more. Our eagle that glides and soars benefits from an ancient small dinosaur who in its self-interest tried to jump from one tree to another to reach safety and more food. And obviously, you and I and all humans benefit from an ancient monkey who in its self-interest tried to stand on two legs to see over the grasses to find food and locate lions. All of the extremely complex plants and animals that live successfully today are the result of millions of selfish choices made by millions of living beings trying to become as much as they could in any way possible for millions and millions of years. And just as giving to a charity will enhance your reputation, as we all know, even our most altruistic acts ultimately serve our self-interest in some way. And, as each of us has experienced, the reason we always act in our own interest is because some compelling drive from deep within us makes us. Our exploding universe does not just contain matter. It also contains a desire, doesn't it? Coming from inside every cell and every atom throughout our entire body, something is making us always want to become more successful. Something is always making us want more knowledge, to learn how to keep on succeeding. And we all want more wealth, to be as secure as possible, and to have as much as possible. And we all want freedom, to be as unrestricted as possible, so we can grow as great as possible. And we all want sex, from the best spouse possible, in order to live as best we can and to help our families and our species become even more successful. And everything we want is caused by this quiet drive from deep within us, compelling us to keep on growing and become more. And when you see the drive to be more in any living being, you see it in every living being. You see it in a child who stoops to examine a blade of grass in order to learn more. And you see it in the elk males that are fighting over females about who will have more. A flower turns to the sun. A human works very hard. And a spider tirelessly makes its web because all of life is driven to try to become even more successful than we are right now. And of course, as we all try to succeed, we encounter the influences of our physical environment, like the weather and the terrain and possible dangers. And at the same time, we experience the influences of our social environment, like our family and neighbors and those who are dangerous. As we all know, all of these environmental influences have always caused those of us who are alive to have to learn how to create the behaviors and the bodies that can help us succeed in our environment. Those who are trees needed to learn how to bend in the wind. And the lion learned, you eat better if you stay low in the grass. And the worm learned how you can move around and find food in dirt. All that we are is something we once learned how to do in order to become more than we were before. The shape of your hand and the eye of a fly and the language of a wolf are knowledge we in this universe have acquired from the consequences of our acts as we tried to become as successful as possible. Whenever we failed, life simply kept trying to learn how to get to who we all are right now. And we remember what we have learned in our minds or in our genetic code. Over time, the dog has learned how to have a higher consciousness of smells than humans. And the bat has learned a very high awareness of sound. And the gecko has learned how to walk upside down on a ceiling. specific living beings, acting in their own interest to become more, have helped the universe know more. What ants and seagulls and cactuses have individually learned in order to succeed is part of the growing knowledge of our expanding consciousness. And every day, the huge explosion gets smarter. And now, to become even greater, we humans are learning what every life form that has ever lived has ever learned. We now realize every living species we have observed is better than us at something. So, we are gathering the wisdom of sharks and elephants and rubber trees and honeybees. And as we humans continue to become more conscious of the reality around us, through us, our universe is becoming self-conscious. The explosion is awakening to itself. And more, we see what can be done and how we can use it to help us become even more. There was a time when nature dictated how well we lived, in the rain and the heat and the snow and cold. Now, through our buildings and all we make, we are learning to shape nature for our benefit so we can keep on becoming more. And as we learn, we keep creating new forms of physical existence, like plastic and light bulbs, so we can live even better. And we intend to continue to manipulate our physical existence any way we wish. We feel completely free to recreate Mars or any planet any way we want in order to live there and thrive. And it is entirely conceivable to us that we might choose to recreate entire solar systems or even galaxies as we now change the mountains and the fields if it helps us become even more powerful and increases our conscious awareness even more. And of course, our knowledge of how life exists is now so great, we are creating living beings that never before existed for the sole purpose of enhancing our growing awareness and power. From sheep to rice to pigs and even humans, all life is becoming a product of our conscious knowledge and not some earlier genetic command. We, who are right now the present awareness of our universe, are right now taking the reins of our own evolution. So we can continue to become more, it is our intention that eventually all of life will only grow the way we want. And all of existence will only exist the way we want. In the past, as we continued to get smarter, we began to look at ourselves and our unique behavior with increasing bewilderment. And we began to ask, why do we always want to be alive? Why do we want to become as successful and as powerful as we can be? What is really going on in this universe of ours? The answers, of course, remained hidden from us for a very long time, until our understanding of our life as a universe became great enough for us to finally see reality. While looking at the whole history of our explosion, and those billions of years of our existence, eventually we saw we have always been going in one direction only. motivated by a drive coming from throughout our being. We, who are life, always want to stay alive and become as great as we can because our universe wants to be alive and to become our idea of a God, just like the one many believe created us. The history of our explosion is our story of always becoming greater and more godlike because we want to be a God. We want to be omniscient. We want to understand everything. Our books and computers were created to allow us to remember and analyze all of the growing knowledge we keep acquiring, so we can become even more aware of reality. And we will never stop learning, will we? And like a true God, we want to be omnipresent. We want to be everywhere. We are constantly developing new and more powerful telescopes and microscopes and planetary probes because we all want to have better eyes and ears to experience everywhere we are not. And we intend to encounter everything, from the smallest to the largest and the closest to the furthest. And, like a true God, we want to be omnipotent. We want to be all-powerful and in command of all of existence. We want to be a God that can consciously recreate everything, everywhere, any way we choose. And like a true God, we want to be immortal. We do not ever want to die. We all want to live as long as we can, and we all dream of a heaven where we can live forever. As we continue to get smarter and grow toward omniscience, and as we go on to other planetary bodies and toward omnipresence, and as our power to recreate our world continues to build to omnipotence, we are all seeing ourselves becoming more and more a true, all-knowing God. If this huge explosion was created by another God, we now know what the God created is a growing God that is on the way to becoming just like itself. We are on the path of becoming an immortal awareness that is completely awake in a heaven we are creating. The reason we all want to keep living longer and we want life to keep getting better for ourselves and our children is because we are making our heaven right here on Earth and within our universe. And whether it is in science, or business, or sports, or the arts, we honor every new achievement in every endeavor because they are our proof that our growth toward Godhood and our heaven is continuing. And there is no doubt, we today are a more powerful God than our ancestors because we can split an atom and change the chemistry of a cell, and our ancestors could not. And that is the truth, isn't it?